God bless you and welcome to Faith in Action Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Michelle Patrice McCoy. And on our podcast, you will hear weekly Bible study teachings by me and my guests that will edify, encourage, and uplift you. Each podcast will be filled with scripture and sound doctrine from the King James Version. So grab a cup of coffee, get ready to take some notes, and enjoy the upcoming program. Heavenly Father, I thank you for allowing me to come forth again with another word of encouragement for the listeners. I ask you to anoint my mouth, Lord God, and cause my tongue to speak clearly and bring your word so that someone that's listening today, Lord God, will find comfort and peace through these words that you've given me, because we know your word to be spirit and life. Father, I ask that each and every listener, Lord God, find solace in your word, Lord God, and confirmation to know that this is especially for them. Lord, I thank you, and let it be done according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen. And today's encouraging word is coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 7, and we're going to be reading from verse 15 through 18. Out of the New King James Version. And we're talking about overcoming that self-righteous spirit, with our emphasis being on verse 16. That is our key verse for today. And the scriptures read as follows. I have seen everything in my days of vanity. There is a just man who perishes in his righteousness. And there is a wicked man who prolongs life in his wickedness. Do not be overly righteous, nor be overly wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Do not be overly wicked, nor be foolish. Why should you die before your time? It is good that you grasp this, and also not remove your hand from the other. For he who fears God will escape them all. Amen. And praise God for the reading of his word. So before we get started, I just want to give you a brief synopsis before we go into the word of encouragement. The book of Ecclesiastes was written by King Solomon, who was considered to be the wisest man in the world at that time in history. And it's classified in the Old Testament of the Bible under the books of wisdom, or the wisdom category, because of the knowledgeable and the clear-sighted thinking of the author. So as we begin, we are dealing with the problems of having a self-righteous spirit. And the definition of self-righteous in the Bible is defined as being confident in your own righteousness, or someone who thinks they are holier, more saved, the object of perfection, or even someone who thinks they sin less than someone else, or they believe that they don't sin or they don't have faults. Amen. So verse 15 starts out by stating, I have seen many things in my days of vanity or emptiness or uselessness, conceitedness or self-absorption. The just or the righteous man who perishes or dies in his righteousness or self-righteous attitude, and the wicked man who lives long even though he's wicked. Meaning the righteous man is synonymous with those who constantly talk about their righteousness. Those are the people that will make others feel low in character because they don't fear that they're on the same level of holiness that they're on. Those are the people we see in church that they have to shout louder or they have to dance longer, or they measure skirt lengths of all the women that come in, and they are the ones that correct everyone with a Bible verse who doesn't do things the way they feel or they see fit. And they will always compare themselves with other people because they really think that they're so on point that their behavior is better than everyone else's. And they become the magistrate or judge over people that they feel just aren't up to their standard. And they really believe that God is more pleased with their behavior and actions than anyone else. But that is foolish thinking. And the Bible explains it best in Isaiah 64, verse 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Amen. So this attitude stems from pride and arrogance, which are the spirits that cause Satan to fall. And God looks at pride as an abomination in his sight. And anyone that walks in these spirits will fall swiftly. And Proverbs 16 and 18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Amen. So when you see yourself as being a better believer or a better person, a better Christian, you're in error. Even saying that you wish everybody could be like you, act like you, think like you, that's all error. We were all created in God's image and likeness, and our righteousness is from Him. And we receive His Spirit, not anyone else's. Amen? So we can't walk around thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Amen? God looks at the heart, not our works, not our deeds, not our speech, not our behavior in front of others. He looks at our heart. Amen? And people often think these things in their heart. They operate out of the wrong spirit, which is that self-righteous spirit that makes them puffed up. Amen? And the biggest harm that anyone can do to themselves is thinking that they never are wrong or that they're better than someone else because they go to church or they know some word or they've remembered some scriptures. Amen? It's like that Christian cliche that says they're so heavenly holy that they're no earthly good. And the sad part about this is that people don't realize that all scripture quoting, long speeches, helping others just to get recognition, and comparing themselves to others, that's not godly. And it doesn't guarantee their entry into heaven, because you can't work your way into heaven, and we just can't faith our way in. You have to be sincere, and you have to sincerely love others. Amen. Because all that other stuff that we do and say usually isn't from God. And He isn't part of saying hurtful things or shaming others through exposing their faults or failings. Amen. And if we look in the book of Corinthians, chapter 13, which is the love chapter, this is the greatest example of agape love. And that's the type of love that we should be displaying, not our righteousness. And verse 16 says, do not be overly righteous. When we're overly righteous, we're more prone to be overly critical and judgmental of others. And we'll push people away from God with these character traits. We're accountable for every person that we hurt, or anyone that we cause to sin or go back to the lifestyle that they were delivered from. It's like having their blood on our hands. So in essence, we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. Amen. we are truly their keepers. So we can help them by loving them first, then slowly introducing the word of God to them. Even if they know the word, continue to give it to them slowly. You know, it's just like feeding a baby. You don't start a newborn off on milk, on meat. They start off with milk. And then we slowly introduce the word to them, and not in the wrong context. So don't use the word of God to condemn them, because Christ himself didn't even come to condemn the world. He came to save it. So we are to use our righteousness to bring others to Christ and give them the knowledge of salvation that is offered to everyone, because we're God's representatives on the earth. And he wants us to use that character or use that wisdom to help somebody else that's fallen. And we can sometimes become so self-righteous or so righteous and high-minded that we can fail to see our own shortcomings. And the Bible tells us in Galatians 6:3, "For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself." Amen. Because we are servants first. And what do servants do? They serve. And it's our job to be an example to others, because we all fall short. We all have bad days. We all miss the mark, and we all fail the test. So we all have to repent daily. Amen. But we shouldn't use our righteousness to lord over people. These are God's people that he's entrusted in us to help. So this self-righteous spirit is a damaging spirit, and it will cause a person to see things that aren't there. For example, in the book of Job, chapter 32, he began to state his case of all his righteous deeds and why he shouldn't be afflicted. And his one friend, Elihu, the youngest one of the group that was present at that time, had to speak up and tell him that he was out of line and being self-righteous. And he made himself sound like he was more righteous than God. Amen. And if we look back in the book of Jonah, he let his self-righteousness overtake him when he disobeyed God by not going to Nineveh to warn all the people about God's plan to destroy the city. And he was supposed to give them the word to repent. But he felt that God should destroy them because they weren't worthy of being saved. So God allowed him and his self-righteous spirit to be swallowed up by a great fish for 3 days. Amen. We can all be self-righteous at times, but that's not what God wants us to be. He wants us to be humble with a contrite spirit, or he wants us to be penitent and remorseful, or have a remorseful demeanor. And he wants us to have a reverential fear of him and not to be lifted up in pride, because he saved us. And he wants us to tell others about his goodness and not about our greatness, because arrogance is not a trait of him, nor has he given us that trait. God is holy, righteous, faithful, loving, eternal, immutable, impeccable, impassible, immanent, impotent, omniscient, omnipresent, just, gracious, sovereign, loyal, and he's so much more. But he wants us to remain in a constant state of humility with love towards everyone, even if they are in a fallen state. He wants us to restore them with words of comfort, words of peace and love, so that they're confident enough to return to God and repent. Amen. So, beloved, be of the same mind one toward another, and mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate, and be not wise in your own conceits. Amen, and praise God for his word.
Thank you for joining us this week on Faith in Action. Make sure to visit our website at faithinaction.world, where you can subscribe to the show. While you're at it, if you found value in the show, we would appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Thank you, and God bless you.